I love that song. My name's Brian, and you know, you're listening to Clarity Radio, and this is the May 1st broadcast that should be posted on May the 6th. We still have Nancy in the studio, and she was saying on break that she wants to say something. Go ahead.
I really actually wanted to say that I was thankful for the healings I was blessed with in this lifetime, and just to be free of that feeling of depression and... Yeah. I can't tell you how good it feels and freeing, so I'm really grateful to God to be given that gift and to have met you.
Yeah, thank you, and you know with me, I don't take God's credit, so all glory to God, that's 100%.
Yeah.
And the words are well received, and the Father's saying to me, He knows. He knows your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, He knows your heart. And He loves you. He's saying He loves you. You can feel that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to what I'm supposed to say to the world. So, Father, help me. What am I supposed to say? Okay. I've been off the air for some time. And the reason why is I had to help to make certain changes with the Father, with the spiritual council. Serious changes, which I can't reveal. And I also had to help certain people that really, really needed my help. And many of you, your lives have been saved. And yes, you're going to be coming on the radio, I know. And you're going to tell your story on a voluntary level because you've already agreed, most of you anyways. And the ones that don't, it just means you've got a microbe not to do it. And that's fine. You have to go with the microbe, what you're supposed to do. So if you say no, and I check your microbe, says no, that's fine. But what I should actually do is check your microbe first. And if it says no, I shouldn't be asking you. I realize that. And so I'm going to be doing that more often because I have deeper understanding of the microbes. And I've been introduced very recently to a new level of microbes. And so I'm going to ask different questions and ask of others differently to ensure that what I'm asking, you're allowed to accommodate. Not that you can, but you have to be allowed to do it. And all of you who have been supporting our work in the past, our efforts, you know that you've been blessed by God. The ones truly doing this with no conditions, unconditional. You're just doing this with no expectations of getting anything back. And those of you are the ones that end up receiving the true miracles. And even when this miracle happened, such as yesterday, I was shocked, even myself. It was an incredible, incredible shock. And we've got many more of those to follow. And with the COVID situation, you have to go with your heart, your own intuition, and you have, again, I'm saying again, you have to accept all accountability and responsibility. But at the same time, you only should be doing what your microbes have you programmed to do. And so you need to listen. You need to listen to yourself. And you have to be selfish. If you're getting a message not to take the vaccine, you may be part of the 20% of the world population that's not supposed to have it. You have to go with your own intuition. Because if you go against it, you may experience something severe. That could be a chronic disease, or it could be fatal. And even those individuals who end up taking the vaccine, and you've got lung problems, you've got this problem, that problem, you're going in and out of hospitals, they're doing MRIs, they're doing blood tests, they're doing all this, and you're in pain, and there isn't anything that they can really do for you. Maybe give you a painkiller or something, but you can't be on painkillers all your life. Those of you, you're likely you weren't supposed to have the vaccine, and you did not follow your own intuition. So you have to do this. And if someone does force you to take the vaccine, and particularly when you feel in your heart that you're not supposed to do it, they will accumulate bad karma. It doesn't matter who it is. Anyone who forces you and you say no, then you are forced to do it, then something happens. That individual will come back in another incarnation, and they will be forced to take the vaccine, and they will experience the same experience. So even to family members who are forcing other people to take a vaccine, then they have a bad reaction, they end up dying, blood clot, whatever, and you forced them, you got mad at them, and this happens, you're coming back to have the same experience. So this is why we have to be very calm, and we have to listen to the person and listen to their will. And this includes governments, all of us. We have to listen to their voice. We have to listen to their voice. We can't ignore it, because if we do and they get harmed and you force them, you're in trouble. The dark is no longer in charge. Before somebody could force someone to have a vaccine and they have a blood clot and there's no accountability. Not anymore. Those days are gone. And so that's why we have to make good decisions. The scientists out there, I mean, I know a lot of you, and drinking coffee, having a beer, criticizing the government, criticizing everything about how this COVID is being handled. You know certain truths about COVID, but you're afraid to say something. You hide behind your credentials. But when you should be speaking up, if there's something that's not right that needs to be corrected, you need to speak up on something that has substance. I mean, 2,000 doctors getting together and saying we have to have stricter measures. I mean, that's not science. But 2,000 doctors getting together and saying we need to have a vaccine that treats everything. Now, that's more productive. That's going to help to save the economy. That's going to help to save lives. That's going to help to put the kids back in school, because the kids are not learning through the computers. If anyone says that's true, maybe 10%, but they're not learning. I've listened to enough parent stories about how difficult it is to have their child do online learning. If we are told that they're learning, it's a lie. We need to get the kids back to school. We need to open up the manufacturing plants. We need to open up the small businesses. We need to develop a vaccine that does all variants. We need to have courage. We need to have maturity when we represent somebody. Shutting down is not the answer. Teaching people the truth about why they got COVID, past lives. I know. I already got a headache. I can already feel the feedback. I'm already getting a headache, you know. You got to move away from the dark side, the dark way of thinking, and move towards the light. Embrace the light, the truth, and let go of your weak thinking, because you're going to create a lot of karma. No longer are you protected by the dark. How do I know this? Because I am an extension of the spiritual council, the one that represents the council and mankind. I have a lot of influence that I can't discuss. But what I am saying is that if we all come together, embrace this truth, give me a chance. If there's someone in Europe, I prefer to work with Europe at this time. But given the right situation and not being placed in a position for someone to prove me wrong and put roadblocks on me, I'm not interested. I'll just go to the council on you and you're going to create karma. That's all I'm going to do. But I want to work with people who are serious, compassionate. I want to be able to help the United States, Canada, India. India's having a tough time. Brazil's having a tough time. We've got countries throughout Europe having a tough time. We have situations where retirement people are given the vaccine, and a week later, most of them got COVID. We've got Fauci, who took the vaccine and was not supposed to take the vaccine. He had microbes that he's not aware of. He wasn't supposed to take that vaccine. So he takes the vaccine, and he's still wearing a mask. He doesn't give a lot of people a lot of confidence. What it tells me is you take the vaccine, you wear a mask, and let's just wait for the whole economy to just collapse. Because that's the direction that we're heading. That's the direction. We need truth. We need to give 7 billion people on this planet hope. We don't need to have 44 people be infected in New Brunswick and shut their whole economy down. We need hope. And if there's an antidote that I could help, that's even better. Because that would have been the most logical approach, is to basically create an antidote and open up the whole economy. And when people get sick, you give them the antidote. That would have been far more effective than to close the economy down and set ourselves up for a war down the road and set ourselves up for our economy to collapse. How much money can you print? There has to be a point, a break point, where you say you can't print any more money. And I'm speaking what most intelligent people are speaking about. I'm just speaking the words of what most people are thinking about. and they don't understand why there's so many vaccines. And they don't feel comfortable because they feel that the vaccines have not been correctly tested to know the lasting impact on a person's health, which is true. The vaccines have not been clinically tested compared to other vaccines throughout history. It would have been far better to get an antidote. One that works, it would have been safer. It would have been safer. And for those who are suffering, if I can help you, I will help you like I've helped many. But you got to come to me with a pure heart, with no agendas. You have to know that I know you before you even come and see me. But I want to help 7 billion people. And I need you to help yourself. And when you are able to help yourself, you can help others. And for those of you who have lost loved ones to COVID, the Father is looking after all of them. You've got to trust that. And many of them will have another incarnation. You just got to trust. And from this moment on, whoever you are, treat animals really well. And the original virus, because there's members of the dark side that really want to create some sort of conflict with China and the rest of the world. The virus came from the center of the earth. There is so much nonsense out there thinking it was lab. But it came from the center of the earth, and there's other viruses in the center of the earth that will come upon mankind if we do not get our act together. And it's worse than COVID. And this is no joke. Like I say, if you want to make God laugh, tell God your plans. You have no free will. And even this announcement today, this broadcast, I'm doing this because I'm supposed to do this. My microbes at 6 months said I would be doing this, but I'm here to help. And if I was a leader, and I wish I was a leader, because I'm saying to the Father, you know, I want to come back as a prime minister next incarnation. Because I had a serious opportunity in this life to become a prime minister of Canada through a very secret group, and I turned it down. I felt at the time I wasn't ready. So obviously they saw something in me. The individual saw something in me. And so if the Father allows me to come back the next incarnation as Prime Minister, gifted, I want to be gifted, I would do that for everyone to have a better experience. And I would stand at the podium with no notes as I'm speaking to you right now with no notes. Do I have notes?
No.
Is there any notes in front of me?
No.
No. Oh, where did my notes go? Did someone steal my notes?
No.
No. Okay, yeah. So I have no notes. I don't like notes. Notes is boring. And I can't read well. You know, people who know me, if I read the teleprompter, I can't do that. I've got to have the Father take charge of me and come through me because it's not me speaking. So everyone in a position of influence, you have to make a decision because the definition of pandemic, if there's 20% of the world population that have a microbe predisposition to not get COVID, it can't be a pandemic. If you've got people in the household getting infected, but half of them have been exposed, but they're not sick, it's not a pandemic. So because of trying to understand a definition of a pandemic, it's better to come up with an antidote. That way, you treat the people who are ill. And you don't try to go after people who are not supposed to take the vaccine. And you end up ruining their life. But most people who are supposed to take the vaccine, they know they're supposed to take it. It's just part of the experience. It's not right or wrong. It's just part of the experience you're supposed to have. And with respect to universities, I would be more than welcome to be a guest speaker on any scientific topic. So I'm here to help you. And I really do want to help you. I'm not arrogant. I don't think I'm better than anyone else. I have no fear. I have absolutely no fear. I will come to the government and I will address the government on any topic with no notes. Remember, I do not like notes. I don't even read. I have people who read to me. And the reason why people read to me is so I can discern at the same time if the material being read to me is truthful. I'm not interested in material that entertains me, only material that can help others. And then through my gift of discernment, I will use it to see if what's being written is truthful. Or is there additional information I can discern on that topic to gain a better understanding? So I'm going to close by saying I love all of you, and I'm here to help the ones who are very serious of helping me in the future and going on a true spiritual path to help the world. I mean, I got to be honest with you. to get a miracle and you're healed of a major disease, I mean, this is not just a transaction. And so please don't take me as simply a transaction. So all of you, may your week be good, the rest of it, and may God bless everyone. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. And this is the May 1st, 2021 broadcast to be posted on May the 6th, 2021. Thank you.
I promise this, promise this. Check this hand, 'cause I'm mama.
Carried my.